billionaires and big corporations want to buy a government that works for them. But we deserve a government that works for us. So we got to work. 10 years ago, we organized to fight back against dark money and dirty politics. You joined us.
M Citizens United, they work specifically on trying to get anonymous dark money out of politics.
Corporations aren't engaging in our elections because they're civically minded. They're engaging in our system because they care about their profit.
Welcome to the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, and today we're joined by Tiffany Muller, the president of End Citizens United. Tiffany has spent the last decade working on campaign finance reform, government accountability, and the role money plays in our elections. We're going to talk about Citizens United, dark money, outside spending in Pennsylvania races, our races, and why all of this matters. Quick thank you to our sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernadin with REMAX, WDIY, 88.1 FM, Banco Beverage Company, and our friends at QuoteAhead.com. Tiffany, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on, George. It sounds like we have a lot to get into. I'm really excited.
We do, because this is relevant to things that are going on in the Lehigh Valley and everywhere in the nation. And we're going to learn a little bit here, and we're going to learn right out of the gate. People have heard Citizens United, the Supreme Court case. Tell us what it is, what happened in 2010, and why does it still matter today?
Yeah, so in January 2010, the conservative majority in a 5-4 ruling basically overturned 100 years of precedent. And the Citizens United decision took kind of two really terrible ideas and it merged them together. And it said money equals speech and corporations are people. And it put a for sale sign on our democracy. And basically what we have seen since then is a flood of unlimited and undisclosed money really flooding into our elections. And it's corrupted our entire system. It has brought policymaking to a halt, and it has left Americans feeling like their voice doesn't matter and that the system is just geared to serve the interest of the biggest donors. And you know what? They're not wrong. And that's why In Citizens United exists. We were founded 10 years ago in response to that decision and in response to the corruption and the money that we are seeing flood into our elections. And we're a grassroots organization made up of more than 4 million members across the country. And our mission's really simple. We want to get the money out of politics, and we want to clean up the corruption and put the power back in the hands of the people where it belongs.
Was this one of those things that they thought they were doing something right at the time? And it's just like, wow, that was such a horrible decision. I mean, I just can't understand why we would be doing something like this.
No, I actually think that they knew that it was going to be incredibly problematic, but it was being backed by these really big moneyed interests in the right-wing network. And so I think that they thought it would give them, the Republicans, a leg up in elections. And so, as a matter of fact, the Supreme Court kind of did some twists and turns to even be able to make the decision in Citizens United. They actually did fact-finding themselves. They made some claims in the case that obviously weren't factually accurate and have since been shown not to be factually accurate. So, no, this was definitely a politically motivated Supreme Court decision, which is really sad to see. But what we've seen play out since then is kind of just this complete gridlock and dysfunction on our system as a whole. And it's all coming at the expense of the American people, right? None of our biggest policy priorities are being addressed. But look, billionaires are getting another tax break. Right. The biggest special interest industries are getting what they want. But it's the American people who are seeing rising prices, unaffordable health care, one thing after another that's just putting a squeeze on them and making the American dream harder and harder to actually grab a hold of.
And an example in our local to the Lehigh Valley, in the recent primary for the Democrat candidates, there were mailers going out that, were saying whatever. But I guess the point is that they were coming from a Staples in Florida, right? So, yeah. I mean, kind of give us like a real world example. I guess that's one I didn't do it very eloquently, of how this affects local races.
Well, yeah. I mean, so you have Bob Brooks, who is running in Pennsylvania 7, who's fantastic and has really made anti-corruption a central part of his identity as a candidate and central to just what he's running on. And, you know, I mean, he comes from the people. He's a firefighter. He's a union leader. He is, I mean, he is of the people. And that background, I think, gives him a ton of credibility with voters, but the biggest special interest and the big money donors don't want him in Congress because they know that he is going to answer only to the people. So, and look, he rejects corporate PAC money. He says he won't take a dime from corporate PACs. He says he'll ban stock trading. He's going to get rid of the big money. And so that all really connects, I think, with people. So what we saw in this primary were these shadowy groups, right? And one of them, this lead left pack, is actually a shadowy dark money operation that's trying to make itself sound like it's a Democratic group or a progressive group, but is actually a Republican front group. And we actually did some digging into this. And what we have found is that they're actually a conservative MAGA operation masquerading as Democrats to deceive voters. And they spent $1.7 million against Bob in that in less than 1 month, in less than 1 month. So I think that that is one of the ways that you see this playing out. And it's really hard for voters anywhere to know who or what they're supposed to trust, because look, we're all just trying to get the kids off to school or trying to do our work and make dinner. And how are you supposed to have time to go sort out who's funding each and every one of these different groups?
It would also, like, to me, if I'm deciding, hey, I want to run for something. Well, if I know that there's some shadowy, nameless pack that's going to give, they have $500,000 to give to my opponent. Well, it's a little bit frustrating.
Absolutely.
And I guess the law doesn't, the whole point is we can't really find out. But you have found out who some of these funders are, but they make it harder to see or make it easy to disguise.
Yeah, they haven't released their donors yet. But what we were able to do is actually trace back some of the other connections through their website and through some of their filings to these other conservative MAGA operations. But yeah, I mean, the whole point in Citizens United was that the outside spending was going to be fully independent of candidates and fully transparent and disclosed. Neither of those things has been true. And what we have seen is that the undisclosed money, the dark money, the money where you just don't know who's funding it, has skyrocketed to over $2 billion in this last election cycle.
Right. Like, what are we doing?
What are we doing? What are we even doing? And
because, you know, like, you can't make a straight, I don't mean to interrupt you, but like, even if you're on the right side, you can't make a straight face. Like, why would you be backing this other than it gives you some advantage?
That's exactly right. This is all just about rigging the game to win an election. And yet at the same time, what it's doing is literally destroying our democracy and the faith and trust that voters have in our democracy, which is why we need to pass common sense campaign finance reforms, including disclosure and transparency. Yes, we need to overturn Citizens United. But in the meantime, while we're working on that, there's a whole lot of stuff we could pass tomorrow with a simple vote of Congress that, frankly, should be bipartisan and both parties should support.
2010, believe it or not, was 16 years ago. So
I know. Can you believe that?
So, like, what was it like prior to that? So people kind of have some context of what it used to look like. Like, when you were funding a flyer, did you have to have your name on it? Like, who funded it? That sort of thing?
You did. And you had to say who was actually who your donors were. But I think one of the biggest changes that's happened in the last 16 years is that prior to Citizens United, I'm going to give two, I think, of the biggest problems that have happened since Citizens United. Number one, prior to Citizens United, candidates used to control about 75% of the communication in their race, which meant that if I was running for office and you were running for office, we both had to like stand up and put our names on what we were saying. We had to get out there and meet people where they were at. We had to hold town halls. We had to do debates. We had to say what we were for. And nowadays, about 75% of the spending in these races is controlled by these outside groups, these super PACs, which means that what we see is candidates not doing town halls, not being answerable to their voters, not actually saying what they're for or what they're against. It's all being controlled by these outside sources, right? And I think that's a real problem for the way that our democracy is supposed to work. Mm-hmm. Number two, I'm going to do this one with an example. Prior to Citizens United, there was 14 instances of Senate Republicans signing on with Senate Democrats to address the impacts of climate change, right? And we were one vote away from passing cap and trade. And that wouldn't have been perfect, but it was a big policy priority that everyone knew we needed to take some action on. And then Citizens United happened and oil and gas became the number one spender in our elections. And since that time, there have been zero instances of Senate Republicans joining with Senate Democrats to try to address this issue. And that is just one policy. You could do that with prescription drugs, gun violence, healthcare, rising grocery prices, monopolies, right? Like you could do that across the board, because really what you've seen is this money or the threat of this money just completely shutting down the policymaking apparatus of Congress. And that just leaves people feeling like there is no hope for getting their biggest policy priorities addressed. Housing prices, prescription drugs, healthcare, right? The list goes on and on. And so I think those are the two biggest problems that we've seen in the last 16 years.
Well, man, you make it sound so great. It seems so, wow, this is monumental, right? So we need to overturn this. And
yes,
the stars don't seem aligned at the moment politically. So tell me, like, for somebody who's like, hey, I'm in, I'll go to your website, I'll sign up for your emails, put me on your text list. What's next? What do you got to do? How does this work?
Yeah. So look, we need everyone involved in this fight. We need everyone's help. So number one, please join us. Go to endcitizensunited.org, endcitizensunited.org, and join us. We have volunteers who are doing everything from postcarding programs to text banks to phone banks all the time. Also, you can find out what candidates we're supporting and why. You can help them, but get involved in the fight. Number two, hold your elected officials accountable. The more that they hear their own voters calling them out on this, the more they're going to feel like they have to do something. Number three, we have to elect the right leaders to office. We can actually get real reforms passed, but we have to have the right leaders in Congress to do it. And that's why we're so proud to support Bob Brooks. We're also supporting Paige Cognetti in Pennsylvania 8. Both of them have made cleaning up the corruption and getting the money out of politics a central part of their campaign. And we know that they would actually make passing these reforms a central part of their service in Congress. So those are three of the things that can be done tomorrow.
Which is really important. Like, so if you are interested in this, is to go to End Citizens United, Google to find the web. What is the website again? Say it again.
And endcitizensunited.org.
And citizensunited.org. The one question I didn't ask is when we do see political ads or mailers or digital things, is there anything we can look for? I mean, it's like AI everything at this point. Is there anything that we can be looking for? Or honestly, like I'm doing, I just take everything with a grain of salt, you know, especially anything political, and take a second look at it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think number one, take that second look at it and look for kind of independent verifiable sources. But you can always go to Federal Elections Commission and search for that group and see if you can find out who's funding them. There are obviously some really good media sources and some great podcasts like this one that are talking about these issues. And then, you know, I think also pay attention to what the candidates are saying as well. Mm-hmm. I know it's sometimes hard to always take seriously everything the candidates are saying, but pay attention to what they're saying and whether or not they're calling out this spending on the other side as well and what they're saying about it. And we will continue to call out what we are seeing in both of these races, Pennsylvania 7 and sure. Pennsylvania 8. We're going to continue to call it out as well.
Hey, listen, I'm like, this is bad for both sides. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's get rid of it. Everyone should be playing. I don't know why you would want this anonymous stuff, no matter what side you're for. It's not good. It just might.
That's right.
But Tiffany, it's a pleasure to have you on and to learn more about everything that you guys are doing. And
thanks so much for having me on. And I can't wait to come back.